Harper Audio presents No Way Back by Andrew Gross. Performed by Lorelei King. If a body is just a body, who will step forward to ask why someone is killed and who killed them? If a body has no name or no history, then who will demand justice? A grieving mother of a victim of Mexico's drug wars. Prologue. The trip had been Sam's idea. A 5-day R&R down in Mexico over spring break, only a 20-hour drive away. Ned's dad had brought up all the trouble they were having down there. But then things seemed to have quieted down recently. Anyway, where they were going, Agua Sula, was just a sleepy town along the coast, and not much more than a beach, a thatched roof cantina, and maybe a little blow-away weed. Sam's buddy George lived there teaching English. He said it was paradise. Agua Sula, blue waters. At the last minute, Ned's girlfriend Anna decided to come along, lured by the promise of some first-rate photo ops for her photography project. The three of them were seniors at the University of Denver, and it would probably be the last real fun they'd have, at least for a long time, since they were all graduating in a couple of months, and then it was out into the world. The only things he'd have on his resume? 2 years of lacrosse, a 3.2 GPA, and a business degree. If there would even be a job out there by the time he graduated. The last 2 summers, Sam had interned back east at this boutique fixed income shop. But now even Wall Street wasn't hiring anymore. And in truth, Sam wasn't even sure finance was his thing. He really didn't know what he wanted to do, other than right now a swan dive off a rocky ledge into a grotto of warm blue water. Ned was sleeping in the passenger seat of the Acura SUV, having driven most of the night once they hit New Mexico, all the way to the Mexican border. Culiacan was only 10 minutes ahead, according to the AAA map they had. Agua Sula was still a 3-hour drive away. Paradise. In the hazy light, Sam saw a car coming up from behind him. Once dawn had broken, Sunday morning, he had begun to enjoy the drive, drinking in the amazing countryside. He'd never been in rural Mexico before. Flat stone houses hugging the hills, farmers with goats and chickens along the side of the road, spindly jacaranda trees. He'd been to Cabo once with the family, but that was just about fancy resorts with PGA golf courses and deep-sea fishing. And he'd also been to Cancun once on spring break, but that was such a party freak show they hardly left the hotel. This was the real thing. An old woman sat behind a stand on the roadside selling melons and dried chilies. Sam waved to her as they passed by. On the outskirts of town, the car caught up and went by them on the 2-lane highway, a white Jeep with Texas plates, a man and a woman inside. In Culiacan, they'd have to fill up, maybe grab some breakfast. The road seemed to bring them right into the center of town. They passed a school, Escuela Autonomous de Centro Sinaloa. Just a flat-topped, one-level building with a droopy flag and what looked like a rutted soccer field. There was a backup of some kind as the road wound down into the center of town. It all seemed pretty quiet this time of the morning. Everyone must be getting ready for church. He was struck by all the crosses, a virtual sea of them, white, shimmering, atop the roofs. It was one of the most beautiful sights he'd ever seen. Next to him, Ned finally stirred.
Where are we?
Culiacan. Couple of more hours.
Dude, check it out.
Ned sat up and gazed around.
Whoa.
His eyes growing startlingly wide.
What is this, like a spawning ground for churches?
Sam nodded.
The mothership.
The narrow street that led into Culiacan's central square was momentarily backed up. Some old farmer seemed to be stuck, trying to drag his cart across the cobblestone road. Sam pulled up behind the same white Jeep that had passed them a few minutes ago. In the back, Anna sat up, rubbing her eyes.
Hey, where are we, guys?
Paradise, Sam declared, looking at the sea of white crosses. At least only a couple of more hours away. Anna groaned.
Right now, my idea of paradise is a place we can grab some coffee and take a pee.
I can go for that myself, Ned chimed in approvingly. Okay, Sam feathered the clutch. Soon as this dude goes by, let's see what we can do.